The evacuation of New Orleans hospitals is just about complete. NPR's Joanne Silberner checked in with some of the hospitals elsewhere that are taking those New Orleans patients to see how they're doing and to see what the hundreds of thousands of refugees from Katrina will mean to America's hospitals over the next few months.
Houston is the destination of many of the patients from Louisiana and Mississippi. Dr. Carlos Moreno of the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston started to take in patients last night. He's helping set up a clinic at a shelter within the convention center.
This is such a dynamic situation that we're not sure what we can handle, but we have enough people. Right now there are probably, I can't see through this wall, but just in what I saw come in this morning, there are 30 to 40 physicians, there's probably 15 medical students, there's probably 20 nurses. We will handle whatever comes here.
Moreno was up all last night. By today, he had facilities to take care of adults, children, and people with mental illness. Walgreens is running an on-site full-service pharmacy. He even offers dental care. East of New Orleans in Alabama, State Health Officer Dr. Donald Williamson says his state escaped the brunt of Katrina, and he's ready to take patients.
We have some surge capacity. We're going to try to use some of that surge capacity to assist our neighbors to the west to take some of their more severely injured patients.
So far, Alabama hasn't been overwhelmed by patients. Williamson thinks as people move out of New Orleans, demand will increase.
Normally, as time passes, the disaster spins down. That's not happening here. What's happening here is the exact opposite. It is spinning up.
That's bad news for Dr. Arthur Kellerman. He's head of the Department of Emergency Medicine at Emory University in Atlanta and active in the American College of Emergency Physicians, which has been trying to draw attention to emergency room overcrowding for years. Kellerman says some hospitals are already having problems.
Emergency departments that are immediately surrounding the affected disaster area are basically overwhelmed, and we're getting repeated calls for help in terms of staff, supplies, and manpower.
At his own hospital, Grady Memorial Hospital, they've treated hundreds of Katrina refugees as outpatients, and they've hospitalized 40.
This is in a city that for the last several weekends we've had at times 7 or 8 hospitals diverting ambulances because their ERs were overcrowded and all their inpatient beds were full, and that was before the hurricane.
Kellerman says that with 500,000 or more refugees in cities that are already stretched to the max, there will be more emergency department backups than ever before. And then there's the matter of paying for the care. Alabama's Donald Williamson says the cost is going to be enormous.
It's going to be enormous in the public health system. It's going to be enormous for physicians and hospitals as they take care of people who do not necessarily have insurance. We are going to have to figure out how we're going to pay for it. And that's something that's going to have to be worked in the ongoing, in the days as we go forward.
He says right now, they're just trying to figure out how to save lives. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.